does the level of truth and the level of chuni, and the level of chitamatra and the level of majalika. So if you take the example of a being perceiving another being or an outer phenomenon, then on the ordinary conventional level, the outer phenomenon is regarded as the focal condition. According to the text, the Chittamatra, it's on that level it's regarded as the dominant condition, because the phenomenon doesn't exist. And then presumably there's a further level at which it's neither focal nor dominant condition, because neither the object nor the perceiver exist. So far that's seven levels, and Rinpoche is talking about two levels, so obviously I've got too many.
Chidang chini namba che bagi kapsure rimpa natsok min jawa tore wa tambo de chögi rimba dang chini gi rimba re wa
de
yang tene senda yo sare re wa tene sem sam gi tawa yo re dang uma gi tawa yang yo re yang tene kunsok do tene sem sam yimba she gi re pena tene sire gi yul la sokpa tene Semtsam yimba, she gire tene yang kunsokto tene mikyen yimba kelengire tene sen semtsam peluksa la tene di mikyen tene dakyen chakire rewa.
Ore.
O titang java tene rimba natsokmin java yongire rewa.
Ore,
That's true song, that's gokor tang song.
Tene ton tampe demba, chuni ton tampe demba, tene hindu samontan topar kavare, le lao to togumare. Te topar sab tapso, tene sanje jeremba mangbo song zebare, tangbo rakpa song, tene trava song, te hindu trava, remba mangbo song zebare. The Juni don't damp a damp a top a tap 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 la consort lay a ramba mambo. Turn down lay a ramba mambo here by day. Turn bar, then a tap kela to get him boy in the
Actually, the Dhammata or the suchness of phenomena or the ultimate truth is very difficult to realize, it's very difficult. To understand. Therefore, there are a lot of different teachings or different levels of teachings relating to the relative truth, which enable one to proceed to an understanding of the ultimate. And like this starts from a gross level of like teaching to more subtle levels of teachings relating to the relative. And these are then like skillful methods by the Buddha, by the merciful, in order to finally realize the ultimate.
Tene chertang rang sem je ne lo la taza tan tazi ni me pe chor je tu he de na tene Tendan tembala tatsu lamsang he parete tembare in young in a letang bope rank a same genelo la taza tatazi nime to sort it tahi yomar tahia kalekabore kaza keparava kiava nama lam gomba tenda ukahie kamato teneta hi yomar this and a ramba mambu he go.
So, if one realizes that there is no meditator and nothing to be meditated, or if there is no person seeing and things to be seen, if there, then actually you arrive very quickly to the ultimate state, or to the nature of the mind. But it's very difficult to get to this point where one is beyond this duality of a person and an like an object. And except a few practitioners, which may be due to former like experience and practice, are able to immediately proceed to this experience, which is beyond an experiencer and something to be experienced.
Dote pata sedama vatramda tarto sarurju yorta sotamche simchin je sarurju yorta so denpa simchin nana sarurju yorta denpa tarto nanghin denpa tarto nangwate la denpa ngane re sane hienpa zogu yore tetan tunpar sanje je sarur sedun hyarji ye de se hyarji ye se chidakar yopa
yopa
Sedong yopa tarto rangi kharji yete, tene kharji yete le jumde ta jewa nga se zuur sumare. Karasa na le jumde ta jewa nga se kheba la, simchi na la kheba la, le tangpo patso la kheba la. Sedong yopa tawar kheete, sedong yopa tawar khelangde, le jumde jewa nga se ma khe na, tene lamsang sedong mepa le jumde ta jewa nga se kheya. Lamsang kalika kuyere. Tise na. Le jumde da jewa ngapse tenpe che to sedung yopa tawar sumpare.
So the Buddha started his teachings with asserting the existence of outside phenomena as it is done in the system of the Vaibhashika and the Sautantrika. And this is because most people cling to the existence of outside phenomena, and therefore he taught in accordance with this disposition of the sentient beings. Since he started his teachings with explaining cause and effect, and karma, and Then Kiva Nama Yang,
Kiva Nama Dasama.
And he also taught about reincarnation, about former lives and future lives. And in order to be able to teach about that, he first asserted the existence of outside phenomena.
Deyan Dekpeleche Nyerva Yeda Tundosomna Chigri Kyavarhe. Nyerva yata tundro somche ne la dunga chenpo yopata Nyerva la chaksa ka sahi Sahi la sopa Yata la nakha yopa la sopa Nakha ka nawa la sopa yopate Sompa kapsa sidung yopata vichorchi hie goyo
So like for example he taught about the effect of sinful actions which result in rebirth in the lower realms like hell beings or in the realm of the hungry ghosts and the realm of the animals. And when he taught about these places of existence, he did it in a way like the outside world really existed when he taught about the sufferings of the hell beings of cold and heat and of the condition of the hungry ghosts.
Gaben Revu, Lata Muye Lutogre, Lata Muye Nela, Devata, Kipo Yopa, Nem Pazom Sopa, Tene, Chepat, Landa Wina, Lai Nail and Pazom Sopa, Longju Pazom Sopa Yopa, Tendawo, Gaben Revu Hibare, Decapsuyan, Sedon Yopa, Sochi Hibu.
And also by virtuous actions, one gets reborn in higher realms, like the realm of human beings, half-gods, asuras, or the gods. And they have a very pleasant existence, and while explaining that, he also assumed the existence of outside phenomena.
Deyin the Jeva Ngama Yopatang Sema Samayang lembar khepa kapsu yang sadung yueba tsoji khekore. Kewa ngama pena, tene nyerwa tang yedal tang tundu semjin tso tsempu de, tene lata mor kewa tang, lata mayen rova nam yang kewa yin lawa tso yang, kewa yin tuan jorwa khepa tso, kewa lama ye, kewa lama ye ne de, yueba tsoji khekore.
And when teaching a rebirth, or like when teaching former lives or existences and the taking of future rebirth, it was also first necessary to assert outside existing objects which are a base for the different realms in which one is reborn, like the hell realm, from where one might be reborn in the animal realm, or go up to the humans and back to other realms. And all these realms need a base, and he taught that there are outside existing phenomena which serve as a base for these realms.
Method delatin the same gawa yung one tiyang, then he gave and devri.
Did give?
Gava. Gava mama, gava sep and devri. My lutin topic topsy jo gava to go rava. Gava sep and devri. Method the yapun zippo yopa. Method delatin the same kipo yung rava. Tiyang gave and devil tin and sumare. Method the seru to yopa and rama here. What away?
For example, when we see the flower in front of us, and we see a nice form and a pleasant flower, and when our mind gets happy, and while explaining this as a positive result of former good actions, one need also a basis for this flower. So one has, or Buddha assumed, like outside phenomena, to have a basis for this example of the flower.
Meto de siru du yo mara yin yang gevan devare se na le tang po pa la khen sa po chakar.
So if you say like this outside flower doesn't really exist, nevertheless it is the fruit of virtuous actions, beginners are maybe a little bit surprised.
Tene le jomre tang tene kyewa ngama yopa sama lemba li yichi tenpo chi simpa jiso tene serur je nawa tezo tamche chunang yinpa. Same Saruja Nava the Dembar Madropa Trupa Nava in Barhiba Savichedo, then same Tanjitava Dembar.
Yeah, and then Tambo Letre,
Tambo Lembre, Tachiavang Absali, here the Ichichi Tavarava.
Oh, last
year. Yeah, Lejumbe, Yere, Chiavang Absi, Yere San, Lembre, Tachiavang Hassel, Dembar Kimbanam Dojer. Dembar khenpa namdo jite sirur la dembar khenpa yoyopa yore sirur ju chu la dembar khenpa dogpa che do tene semsang jitawa dembar.
So when one has received the teachings about karma, rebirth and so on, and one develops faith, then next one also has this clinging to outside phenomena which exist inherently. And to cure that attachment, the Buddha then gave the teachings of mind only, or of citta matra.
Tene deyang sirurte tensorte sirurte bhakyaka wangke songwa sem trupa nama yinpa tambo hye. Trupa nama yinpa jumsen je sirurje nama de bhakyaka topje sirurje nama de Malam yendo, Pakya getopje, Javangama, Pakya getopje, Soman turpen nawa yimber he. Turpen nawa yimber yikina, the name turpen nawa yimber senna, Sir Madroper he. Sir Tondo Madroper he. Sarar tondo madrubha jumsin ki sarar tondo zimbe hiba yang nam hi te yang trupa yimbar ki. Tembar madrubha ki. Te sarar tondo madrubha ta sarar tondo madrubha jumsin ki nam hi trupa yimbar ki. Te ne mune zungze nyi den trupa re ma to yang tabar zungze nyi ki tongba re. Te ne zungze nyi ki tongba ki. Ho tundu rinpe ki bar. Zungze nyi ki tongba te ne chunyi ki bar.
So first, like it is taught, or the Buddha taught, that the outside objects are only mistaken appearances or like deluded appearances. How do they come about, or why are they mistaken or deluded? They arise due to habitual tendencies. Former lives, of the deeds of the past. And these habitual tendencies cause that there are deluded appearances which don't really exist. So once one has understood that there are no outside objects which really exist, then one understands also that it's a part of the consciousness which is observing or which is seeing these outside objects, hence also is not existing. It follows then that, or it is taught that the observing or the seeing part of the consciousness then also doesn't exist. So then both the outside aspect of the appearance and the inside aspect, which is cognizing the appearance, are empty and they don't really exist.
Tene ta zungze ni jitong be hipa sarik tam rarik rarik le zungze ni jitong be hipa sarik tam de lamsang denbar me pa to kale ka bu yore tene tise na zungze ni jitong be hipa sarik tam je hipa sarik cha de te denbar to pata ur sumbar te yo pata.
And now the consciousness, which is free of observed and an observer or an object and a subject, is clarity and awareness, or also self-awareness. And since it is very difficult to understand that this empty, that this awareness or this consciousness is empty, first the Buddha asserted that this consciousness, which is consciousness or awareness and clarity, exists.
Penamalam tonga tsu meto, meto nden rao ching mekin tong na, malam tang na. Tene nimo ni se pekapsu samno tang na meto te, malam yi besen meto te yomare. Same je pakcha kento na re. Meto te mebe sena meto zimbe kasete jenam hitea demba yomare, madubar. Inaya meto tang meto zimbe se zombe yor meto tang zimbe meto la kate pe kasete jenam hi ni jitongbare ni jitongbe ye sem sarek tang jete nasi nimon sano tang da yopanda woyer, nyam nyong tingi. Sem sarek te nyam nyong tingi yopanda woyer. Tisena.
So, for example, if we have a dream and we see a flower in this dream, this flower is there, but once we awake from this dream, we see that it doesn't really exist, that it has been all only a projection of the habitual tendencies. And when we awake from a dream, we see that these appearances are not real. In the same way, we understand that the outside and the inside aspect of an experience doesn't really exist. And when one understands that, one comes to this consciousness, which is clarity and consciousness or awareness, and this relates then to the waking state, huh? Like, for example, when one awakes from the dream and realizes, oh, it was only an appearance, this relates then to this consciousness which is free of this duality. And because it's difficult to see immediately that this is empty, it was asserted. This consciousness was asserted then.
Tenen kolo parpe gongba. Omarantong tadasena, zungze ni jitongbe, hipasari tsayang, denbar madopare, rangungotongbare.
And like in the Madhyamaka teachings, which were given during the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, also this celeric or this awareness and clarity were like taught to be empty by nature.
Tene yendong lo la zongzhen ni ji tong be hipa sarik tsan de tong ba re yin ya hipa sarik tsan ji ne lok de tene sar tong ge rang yi
tu dra ji
hipa sarik tsan de de be tong ba re sarik tsan ji ne lok de sar tong yin mi sar tong yin mi ji re what of it re hipa sarik tsan de tong ba re sarik tsan ji ne lok de sar tong yin mi
So in the Uma Shentong or in the Shentong Madhyamaka system, it is also said that this celeric or this awareness and clarity is empty by nature. However, the ultimate nature is explained as the like clarity and emptiness inseparable, or the wisdom which is free of contrivance or mental fabrication.
Tene hipa sa tong yin mi je tong te to na tene zong zeng je thur ba ye to gre yin dong lo. Zong zeng ni nang ga thur ba.
This
hipa sa tong yin mi je tong mo som to to na tene nambar ma to bi hi re.
So if one
hipasaton yermi the number mato be yihi re te ngon do jo na number mato be yihi ngon do jo pare raba.
So if one has realized like emptiness and clarity inseparable, then one then this is the intuitive wisdom, or better to say, one then has actualized intuitive wisdom or non-conceptual wisdom.
Tene sem la kunzob je sem tan tuen dan je sem ni yubare. Kunzob je sem ten trupe sem tere. Tuen dan je sem de sem je ne lo wu sarwa tere.
So as to the mind, we have two aspects. We have a relative mind and an absolute mind. The relative mind is deluded. Whereas ultimately the nature of the mind is clarity and emptiness inseparable.
Tene ta sem je ne lok sa tong yer mi te tene na ga dorje te pa lo la de tong yer mi yang re.
So as to this clarity and emptiness inseparable, there we have also the happiness or joy and emptiness inseparable in the Vajrayana.
Tetar tene tanda kunzob chen chur chur tang tendan te rembe tin tene to la wo yung re ti sen na san ji ji sung ba re remba mo bu sung.
So a teaching the deluded state or the confusion on the relative level, step by step, and also the ultimate level, gradually we come to a lot of different steps or different levels of teachings.
Tene ton tampa denba sanje je ton tampa denba sanju samba la tikher de temba yore tikher de temba ti tene lam jamba ngon do soma ka hek ma to tene to to go yomare.
Chikchar ki tempa teri tuntam ki tempa chikchar.
Tuntam tempa lamsang te na. Sem je ne lo lamsang te na te tate mumakhe sunga. Kansa khakhe kama to tene tumongwa kange to ma to pare.
And as Rinpoche said already, there are just a few practitioners who instantaneously can realize this ultimate nature.
Re tene tendra wa ramba mambu heba te tene karchembore. Ramba mambu hipa karchembore. Ramba mambu hipa te karchembo yimbesena. Ramba mambu hipa te karchembore. Chizu.
Yeah, because it is important to teach these different steps. It is important to teach these different steps.
Ina yang kanza le chepar yore kanza rimchi pa tan chikchar pa ni yore. Rimchi pa la rimba hie gogore. Chikchar pa se jute te la rimba mambo ma hie pa lamsang semje ne lo hie na pin to to pa yore te la chikchar pa se.
So, however, there is a difference to the person. There are like gradualists or persons who rather are attracted by a gradual exposition of the path. There are like spontaneous people or spontaneous practitioners who are who don't need these different grades or steps of the path. To them, it's helpful to give maybe direct teachings on the nature of the mind. For them, they don't need maybe so much steps or different grades.
Norhin, Norhin, and Alan and Joke. Remember Mambu here on Bacaps, Remember Woma, the Sola, Notor Tosire, the Notor de Sarian, Notor Rakpa de Sarian, Notor Trava de Sarte, Rebe Jogore. Reba, Norhin, Norhin, and Alan and Jupare. Tuntatiso. Penando de Petunta Hibacaps, Seda Mavan, Tunta Hibacaps, Manorva Mambu Yere, Norva Junzi Yere, the Norva te. Do de petronta hiete manorva se yang, sedra mava norvate, semtam petronta hiebe capso, norvate san dogre, semtam but norvate, randong ka dogre, randong norvate, yendong ka dogre.
So
yendong balan royo.
So, like this teachings, these different grades of teaching, they always remove some mistakes of one step below. So, for example, the South Tantrikas, they try to remove the mistake which was made by the Vaibhashikas, and then the Chittamatrins, they try to remove the mistakes of the South Tantrikas and so forth. The Rangtongpas say remove the mistake of the Chittamatrins, and the Shentongpas say remove the mistake of the Rangtongpas. Do you Shentongi Norsa Karerega?
Yentong Lana Royama.
Yoma.
Yentong Gomzong Tavare Norayama. Yeah, and, karasana gomzong tavare
and to the
randong de chebe tavare norbate se yongre tene yendong de gomzong tava nyamnyong tavare te norbay
The Shentong viewer hasn't got any mistake because it is a view which has arisen from practice, from meditation, so there is no mistake to this view. Whereas in the Rangtong view, there still is a small mistake. Then?
Is it only those two and any others are inferred from outside the
dine chuni namche nangla dine semtsam gitaba matok yomare ang dine kandesre dine tava shenda dine de chuni namche nangla yang yorepe ang dine semtsam dine rimbani yorepe di nangla kandesre
re ta semtsam je tava de mevan rambuti deve ki chota de sena kunzo Chuching Kunzum to sort the Sensantato. Jetan to sort the Pakjaka one can to sort Sensantat Tembare. Chuni don't dump them by the Omata to him.
So, according to like the commentary of Mipham, he is explaining the Chö part or the part of the phenomena or the part which relates to the samsara. In accordance with the Citta Matra view, where he explains that the outside phenomena arising from habitual tendencies and so forth. However, the ultimate level or the Chöni path, the Dhammata part or the part relating to Nirvana, he explains in accordance with the Madhyamaka tradition.
Okay. Chunye te omatang, tene chepar to nambar mato pi yihi ngondo se chor tang, nambar mato pi yihi thar sin chor te, tene omay yin dong to te pare.
So the difference is when we come to the actualization of intuitive wisdom, this is explained according to the Madhyamaka Shentong tradition.
Rentrucher kepa capso oma le, semsante sabgo yusare, caress and oma capso, carness and tourists and the judging tender thoughts on genoa, conde tamte judging tender thoughts on genoa is higure. Trucher te higure. Semsanta the senna jevang amazon zinja pakala, kuyala yakwalati in the pakaka topje, zunzinja now, hatsor, tela denbari hinsor, trucher te. Tene samoye bari.
Tene umaki shetsu kanne.
Umaki eto de jujin tende tso tsang jina wa.
Tso tsang jina
wa. Jujin tende tsang bari.
O tenchon.
Dere, konde tamje tende tsang duke bari. Churchor de hita samoye bari. Ene ne chor de samoye bari. Churchor de sam. Churchor de sem tsang sa wari. Kanne su toro bari.
Yeah, with... regard to the deluded state or the state of the phenomena, it's more profound to explain it with the Citta Matra system, where the outside deluded phenomena are explained to arise due to habitual tendencies. Then in this way, it's more profounder to describe the relative truth. For example, the Madhyamakas, they only give the explanation of a dependent arising of phenomena, which is not so effective to explain the relative truth. It's effective for the explanation of the absolute.
Tene tanda. Chunyi jine, chunyi latin de tekpa somje, tek somje tawa sonzor hiere, tekpa somga yang dure.
Chunyi kapsor.
Re, chunyi ji kapsor, tene tek somje nyande hiabarawa. Tek somje nyande te, chunyi zungzi nyi ji tongbe, chunyi ngon som to tokpa latin de, sonzor hiabare tende, tekpa somga tawa yang dunan dure.
Tekpa sumgi tawa dugire?
Do tugire. Karasana tiksu tiksu. Chunye ina rabda seba tiksu omje nyangin lehna deba asarawa. Tekpa sumje nyande te chunye tiksu omje nyande je ne te chunye rawa. Chunye tokpa latin te tiksu omje nyande sumwa rawa. Tiksu omje tawa yang dugire. Dugire changire.
Within the explanation of the Dhammata or the true nature of phenomena, like all three jhanas go together, since like the jhini or the like true nature of phenomena is explained as being the nirvana of the three different jhanas. And on this space you can like bring together the three jhanas at this point.
Pena chuni ngon som to to te chuni to te nyomo bde pa se pe ni tu tang ranjer ji nyan de re chuni to te nyomo bde pa de pa se pa ma se hi se de pa ya se pa ka bzu te ne te pa chen bi nyan de re
So for example, when realizing the suchness or the ultimate nature of phenomena, and then one is pacifying one's disturbing emotions, kleshas, and then one attains the state of an arhat or the nirvana of an like a shravaka or like a pratyeka Buddha. Whereas when one further on like purifies the Siril Yang Changna, Shesetrepa, then when one is purifying also the conceptual defilements, then one attains the state of a Mahayana Nirvana.
Tene chudan chuni ki kepa te korem te hiraya puyere. Karasana chun korva te trunang in par pakcha ka topjan trunang in par hiyere. Korva trunang in par yapu ha kona nyande te trunang sepa. Trunang sepa.
So the way the teachings are like put together in the distinguishing the phenomena and their true nature is very good, because first the samsara is explained as being the deluded appearances arising from habitual tendencies. And then knowing that, one knows how the nirvana or the purified state is deluded. And this way, it's a very good way of progressive stages of teachings.
Tene zungzeng je trupa tamche nyevar hewe. Chuyen vesa ranga ngola don tampar. Tikpa yo mare, trumta yo mare, tanyi yo mare, jyoza jyozi le nevare. Rava?
So, and in the ultimate, in the true nature of things or mind, in the clear light nature and so forth, there is no differentiation. There is no sense or reference, and there are also no jhanas actually. In the ultimate level, there is no more distinction in the different jhanas.
Then it takes place. Chechong is rambate. They are malare pe songkoliyore. Chechong me pe don to na takpan chow jang thela sa songkar. Takpan chow kar. Chenpo to chongchong yeva me pe don to na then it takpan chow re songkar. Chechong me pe don to na takpan chow jang thela sa. Takpan yeva to chongchong yeva the thani re. Nam to gung ola yavare. Nelo ngoma la chenpo to chung chung ni yavare. Karasana chuji ying chuni la chuni chia de chuni chung a ni yavare. Tene che chong me pa nyaba ni ji ton to na tikpin cho re sumare malare. Che chong me pa ton to na tikpin cho jang tela sa.
So as with regards to the jhanas, there is also a saying from Milarepa. He said, seeing that there is no difference between the Mahayana and the Hinayana, or the great vehicle and the small vehicle, realizing that is having the supreme vehicle. This is a supreme jhana. Not differentiating anymore between small and big means then that one is on the supreme jhana. Since in the Dharma sphere or the Dharma Dhatu, there is no differentiation anymore.
대견 더 로드메 패톤 토나 람진 초정 텔라사 말라레페 드루세제테 데넨 돈데네 야르베 렘로야 예르와 로드여바 세도 하고서
데네 람카 낭신
람카 로야 예바 켄자이긴도 찐넨 돈네 렘베 렘로건도가 사당본네 니발란 로 니반네 솜발란 로건도가 람르베 로야 예바 테 군접 제왕도 세바레 넬로 랑테네 로드여 마레 Nelo rang ten a chuji in la dresa dresil and their barre. Lam reben roya yomare chuji. This and a malare, but drew the mape, tonto on a lam jin chojan telasa. Lam drew the rebe, drew the yoba, the kunzobji hebare. Nam to the tumbe hebare. Reva Nelo sent in Nelo, chuying were such an ola toy on the dresa dresi yomare, yan roya and yomare. Rosa,
So there's another saying from Milarepa. It says that like once one has realized that there is no path to go actually, then one has reached the ultimate. Or better to say, this means that when there is a path to go, this is only relating to the relative. This is only due to concepts or to thoughts. And but ultimately, there is nobody who is going, and there is no path or to go.
Karasana semjene la vaisarje tonchik to te ya ni yang sarpaji to ya kanye yomare. Do ya mevare.
So in the.
Do yo na tambo semjene la chik to te ya ni yang sarpaji to ya gugrava. Do ya mare.
So once one has realized the nature of mind, one doesn't have to go anywhere. It's not necessary to proceed to a more clearer state or more lighter state or something like that.
Tene thabjin chodu churpa te karre sa na. Thabjin chodu churpa, tham khepin chodu churpa karre. Tham khepin chodu churpa te zangi mepe ton to na thabjin chodjang tela sa se. De zangbo re sanne tela khenpa, de dukya re sanne te ptorgupa, zangbo de ngayba nyi mepa. Pena mela ngon khena zangbo de ngayba nyi yo marwa. De na yi zangi nyi su mepa nyaba nyi jitun to na tap khepan cho tu cho pares. Tap jin cho jang tela saas. De ne koyang da payang na ni to pares. De tap khepan mare karre.
So now, as for the skillful means, applying or using skillful means, normally we have pleasant things to which we are attached or to which we get attached, and there are unpleasant things to which we have aversions or which we don't like. And a very skillful mean is to not differentiate between them anymore, and to have a kind of equanimity. And this is a very skillful method, and this opens one's mind and gives release to one's mind to see the equanimity in things. It's like awaking from a dream. And realizing that the pleasant and the unpleasant is not real anyway.
Zangi me pe ton to ne pa te thap chin cho yin ba mla ngo hi ban da wore. Mla ngo hi na zang bola chak pa yong ma re. Chak pa dong a yong ma re ngem ba la ma ga ba dong a yong ma re. Te ne rang yin je pa yang yong re.
So it's
nang deva to wore.
When one awakes from a dream, like one, is not attached anymore to the pleasant in the dream, And then also one is not like one has no more aversion against the bad or the unpleasant. And then one finds one can relax, one can open one's mind, and can one is finding peace in one's mind.
This is not kunzop ji kheba, kunzop la rimba mambu kheba, doendam ji kheba la rimba mambu kheba, yore tenen tartok de rimba linde bare.
Therefore, the relative is taught in different levels, different steps, and the ultimate is also taught in different steps. However, at the very end, there are no steps. Questions?
Yeah,
some more questions? Can you talk a little bit louder, please?
I'd like to know that the term exists in this context. What is it pointing out? What concept is it pointing out? Is it in a classical sense that there is an object, finally part of finally mass, or does it relate more to the idea of energy bundles?
You mean exist, huh?
Like,
I'm sorry, I have problems. Can you talk a little bit louder? I have to.
The word exist,
mm-hmm.
Yes, it's used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not exist, I see. Exist.
Mm-hmm.
In this context, this question really is of the translation of the word. What is it pointing out? What concept is it pointing out that we are to use?
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying not exist, but actually what, when you break it down, is the concept being pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean in the elucidation of the text, but just the word. And because I was interested to know how it relates so to that classical idea of physical reality, which we have here, you know, of a final mass atomic
mm-hmm.
or whether it's pointing out something, say, like relating more to what Rinpoche talked about, quantum theory, but I think it's what he was meaning, like a bit, where you have energy bundles but you don't have final particle. I'd like to know how it relates to our systems of thought when you say exist. So
Whatever exists, or.
It's very loosely used a lot, but it seems so we do not truly exist, or we do exist. And so I'd like to know more precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Denpa nye da jana yo kunzop du yo pa tuindan de meba se yungre. Yang tuindan rang nye yang yo pa de meba nye ka len de pa. Tenda viki pa yungre.
Tene tangpo kunzop du yo pa tene di kare.
Denpa nye la jar gogre nangpa lo la. Denpa nye la jar gomba kaap so yoba kunzup do yoba kunzup tam do yoba meba te ne lo ngoma la meba re jatsor chik te re tene yang thar tok to da rang yang yoba meba ni ka le de par hi re tu dra hi pa kap re ba
Yeah, one has to distinguish between different realities. One has to distinguish between the relative reality or the relative truth and the absolute truth. So, like the samsara or the appearances, they exist relatively, just as relative truth. However, they don't exist absolutely. This is one level of talking about existing and not existing. Then there is another level of talking about existing and non-existing when one talks about the absolute or the ultimate. And there one then avoids both because the absolute is then explained as being beyond existence and non-existence.
Tene pe na malam da me to de je malam ta na ye pa ta me pe ta ni ni yong re malan je me to te malan thur pe nam do ngo la nang tan du ye pa re ne lo ngo ma la me ba re ne lo ngo ma me to rang te ne thur ngo ma la me ba re me to ko du thi sa me thur pa yo ma re me ba re malan je me to te la ye pa ta me pa he pa ni yo re Rabba, take in the ten nine inch tamjela, consup to your pattern, turn down the maybe hip. May patama to be hip.
Let's take again this example of a dream, like we dream of a flower in a dream. So, within the dream, we have the existence of a flower, like we have just the mere appearance of the flower in the dream exists. However, Die kanga sta gogimendor ne yöpe zeni gogido maranga
yöpe zeni
re yöpa gitzeni di
yöpe zeni
re yöpa sanat ne donda karere yöpa yöpe donda karere yöpe zeni karere
namdo ge yordu yaba namdo ge yordu yaba
ya to exist as the object of a thought. Like he gives an a definition now. Like
can you say na yopa tamche nam to kyu samgu re.
So because all object like everything existing like actually is an object of a thought.
Mepen senyi gona nam to go ngor yo na ya ne lo ngoma la me pa malam ta bre.
So and if you need an definition of not existing it is like even though it exists as an object of a thought it doesn't exist like ultimately in its true nature. You mean the existence of a thought, how does this relate to time?
Well, as the object existing as the object of a thought.
Uh-huh.
As the object of a thought, how does that relate to our perception of time?
Uh-huh. Dine yöpa dine namto ki yul yina rewa. Dine du kandes re du tse. Maungpa, depa,
didang. Tu yang nam to kong ola yabare ma to, ne luk la tu ma to pare.
So it's also like an object of thought. Huh? It's not existing ultimately time.
Re. Re sanje je, tonye chodok jinane ma mek patong pa nyi song yore, ma mek patong pa nyi de tu denbar ma to pare. Karisena nelung la tu tu ndepa nga tsare yo mare Maumbachi Tanda Trobi Yomare, Yomare, Tu Tatawa, Travate in the Kitchigma, Trava, 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 Yena Kitchigma, Trava Madrobus and Tatawa Yomare. This and not to so many Yomare. In a Nando Mother Yere.
So, like, as it is taught also in the Yukti Shastika by Nagarjuna, the time, actually, in the past time, is not there. Now there is not the past time. And if you look at the present time, there are so minute, like, instances of time that it comes actually to the point that the now or the present is also not here. So, finally, you can say that time only exists as your imagination or as a concept.
When a kanza ji ina rangan depa ten ga sabre tanda yo mare ina depa nam do ga sam gu yer ngarang depa ngarang depa ta sam gu yer ngarang maung ba te tanda yo mare te yang ngarang maung ba gepo cha pe ne ka yang nam do ga sam gu yer raba ka ngar sam gu yer ngarang tata wa nga sam gu yer te tata wa nga la te ne segor che ye ne ga mare hinda thawa se ne hinda thawa de ma do bre Tene ngarang la tusom yo marate, ina yang ngarang rang tusom nam do kasam guye.
So, like, let's see this problem of time related to a person. No? So a person thinks of its past, which is only a concept, which doesn't really exist. And one also thinks of one's future, which is all also only an illusion and only existing in your thoughts. Huh? So everything which is left is now the present, and this present like is so minute. The instances, like even in during the time of the snipping of a finger, of the snapping of a finger, the person doesn't exist. So actually, there are not these three times. Or this person does not exist in the three times.
Tina rang tu som te rang nam to gung ola ye pare ma to ne lok la rang la tu som ye pare.
So one's own three times, so one's present, one's past, and future only exists in one's own thought. It's not existing in reality.
Taking the rank at Donga la Chayana Naranke, Mamangala Donga, Tundujinyong, San Debet Donga Sam, Mambala Donga Yungre Sam, Tanda la Donga, Dog Sam Guyere, Ten Namdo Molere Mato, Tene rank at Donga la Tusom Yomare, Rank Debet Donga Gats are Tanda Yomare, Debet Donga Je, De Yomare, Mamba Donga Tanda Lev Yomare, Namdo Guzure, Tanda Donga Yang. Then a chat travel ye and a kitchen machine and ego yomare. Then a ranga donga te tusom jetumbare te ina nam doke. Then a donga la ranga donga tusom ranga donga tusom te nam dong was yomare.
So let's have a look at our suffering in three times. One thinks of maybe past suffering, but it doesn't really exist. It's past, it's only a thought. In the same way, we think about the future suffering or the suffering which might come. But this is only a thought and doesn't really exist. And also the present suffering, if you like really look at it, it comes to a very, very minute, small parts of it. So it also the present suffering doesn't exist. So it's only a concept, these three sufferings of three times only exist in one's thought.
Tene tena yi heba drawo je la samna heba te heba te ma heba so ma heba kab se heba mare ma heba kab se heba mare he simba kab so he tarba kab so yan heba mare heba rang ng wo te kichik ma chik kichik thawa yo mare This is not a heba madopare. Heba te nam dog ngola sam guyere.
Like,
oh. Mune heba yomare.
let's have a look at the process of dying. So before we die, actually we don't die. So we are not dead yet. So we are not dying before the moment of dying. So after having died, also we are not dying anymore. It's already, the process is already finished. There's no dying after the moment of death. And if one looks at the dying, the process of the dying itself, the moment gets so small, I mean, that you even can't find the essence of this moment of dying doesn't really exist. So actually there is no dying.
This is the same thing.
In this way, one shouldn't be like afraid of dying. I mean, there is no reason for this fear of dying, actually, because there is no real dying.
Malare pe chan sem chemi jengang lan chemi jo chen chen sem marang sa dor. Malare pe sem cheva me pe ton to pe cheva me pe ton to song. Sem chen chen len de pe ton to pe ten chen chen ngal chen chen je pa me song bare. Ten da wo bo.
Ten dang bo kie ba.
Sem cheva me pe ton to pe. Sem la cheva yo nan cheva yo re. Sem cheva me pe na cheva yang yo ma re. Ten chen chen je pa.
Like Milarepa, he also said that he realized that there is no arising of the mind, or the mind cannot be born, or it's not born. So also then it follows that the mind doesn't perish, or it doesn't die then. Normally we are born, or we think we are born from a mother and we die, but like Milarepa, he realized that the mind is not born, hence it will also not disintegrate.
Then Milarepa song yore, nava mepe tong mato na, nava donga yang sanje machabe yore song bare. Nava hawa ne. Nava donga yore, nava mepe tong mato na, nava la donga chimbo yore song bare. Then the young Tagbar Nava, Nava Yomar, Nava said to the Ne, Ne to Nava, Yomar is somebody. Nami, don't you, Mato, non, Nava Donga, Samaja, Nava Mepa. Pena Machita, call house on them. Pena Nava Dravotina, Navate, Tariki Esong, Navate, Depe. Nava telan depa tamang batata som sena depa navan depa denga tsare tanda nago yomar. Yomar ba? Hakusom.
Hakusom.
Navan depa denga tsare tanda yomar. Mang ba nava te tanda na yomar. Tata nava te tu keching mateng ni sena keching matrava yang madrobe sena ten nava trava ten ni yomar. Nava ngune yomar. Inayan nava te nam to ngola nava.
So, like, there is another saying which Milarepa, which relates to sickness. So let's have a look at our sickness. Then we have the sickness of the past. Like this is already gone. No? It doesn't really exist anymore. And also the future sickness is not really existing, because one can't get sick from future sickness. And the momentary sickness is also not really there, because there is no smallest instant of being sick. So in this way, sickness is also just a concept, not really existing.
Deyan pena kasan narang nawa ina kasan ge nawa te tereng yo marwa tuso kagare kasan nawa te tereng yo mare sang naya ina sang ge nawa te maung bare tanda yo mare te nagi deben nawa te tata ga chabe yo mare maung ba nawa madrope yo mare tata tata tuke ching mathawa madrope se na tene nawa madrope re raba o ten rawo che ba zo te karche mo yo re
So, like, when one has been sick yesterday, this sickness is gone, it's past, it's not related to now. And in the same way, the sickness of tomorrow, also has no relation to now because it's the sickness of tomorrow. And, the momentary sickness is not there because there is no smallest instant, time instant of sickness, so it doesn't really exist.
Tetava yina namdo kandepa navatan, maumba nayata, tata nava somde, tu somde ne, the chick to dirt and namdo and short and zinguir. Chick and zinguir. Chick and zimba latin at the ne, navate, junior and botan, navate, tutor and bot namdo zoguir.
So our thought now is mixing these three parts of sickness, the past sickness, the future sickness, and the momentary sickness to one sickness together. And by this mental process, one makes this sickness very long. Because otherwise it wouldn't stay very long.
Tene nava tela tu meba. Nava tu nyaba nye to to na. Tene nava namdo le tortugre. Nava tu som nyaba nye to to na. Tene nava namdo le tortugre.
So if one sees that the sickness is beyond time, if one sees the equanimity of in this sickness, one can be freed from the thought of sickness.
Then Rawat ne tekpa chembo tangha che lola ne ne la make the gom jaya mangbu yere to endam ji gom da kunjup ji gom.
And then in the Mahayana and in the Vajrayana there are a lot of meditations on sickness like that.
Are mune se de na se ji de nam do na bare ma do zupo na ba mare. Kanyi se na pe na malam da bare. Malam to na ba malam tang na Zukpo ngane na yomare, namdo nawaare. Namdo nawaateya, namdo ntrupare. Namdo ntrupate nawa, namdo hiyawaare.
If one gets sick, it's only the thought of getting sick. It's not really the body which is getting sick. Like in a dream, for example, when one is dreaming of getting sick, it's only the thought of sickness. It's not really the body which is getting sick.
Tene gom te nava tang heva kapsu tene gom samu jaya yungre. Karasana nava tang heva la namto hukkembo yungre. Namto telemik te gom jamna te gom samu yungre.
So, meditations which focus on getting sick and dying or on death are very profound because these are very strong concepts. So working with them makes it a very profound meditation.
Tene navan namto le navatan navan namto navatan navan namto zungzin yure navatan navan namto je zungzin le tarna Zungzin len de te satong ngang le ne na te ne nang de wa to gre mala re pe zungzin tarban nam jor de sung mare zungzin da tarban nam jor pa devon do sung mare nan jor mala re pe deva chun ji sung gre yore ki zungzin tarban nam jor de sung mare nawa ina nawa ta nawa nam do ni zungzin re nawa da nawa nam do ji zungzin len de na te ne na na yang devo yore
Nana Yang Devo Yore.
Devo Yore. Nava Zungzin Len Dena. Nana Yang, Kunzup the Nava Yorewa. Tendam to Nyambarigyan, the Nava nāvā tāṅ, nē tāṅ, nē nā dōk sāmbē nāṁ dōk tī sōng tīng lēn dēyā nā, tēne sāṅ sēm sātō ngā nē gārē, tēne dēvā yō rē. Tēne mālā rē pē, sōng tīng tārbē nāṁ jōr dē sōng bārē.
And now we have again, or we look at this sickness, then we have the sickness and the notion of I or a self which feels sick. So this is dual, this is a perceiving aspect and a perceived aspect. So beyond this duality, if one rests beyond this duality in the true nature of one's mind, one feels happy even though one is sick. So because if one stays beyond this duality of sickness and I am sick, and the notion I am sick, then one stays in the nature of mind. So also there is a saying from Milarepa, which explains about the happiness of the yogi who is free from the object and the subject, or the perceived and the perceiver.
Tisena zungzin je namdo da thurba yimba sena zungzin len de go gre zungzin len de ba la zungzin ni sa ma do par hi te zungzin ni sa me pa va sar je na la nya par ya de go mu.
And since this perceiver and perceived is only an illusion, one has to go beyond that, and one has to meditate on the absolute, on the clear light of the mind.
Oh, that. Yeah, tanga go. Yeah.
In relation to the non-dual, you know how it's always talked about that to achieve such a realization, there has to be no individual achieving it. Yet within the teachings also there is an individual has to find their own path. Can you give any explanation? Can you actually give any explanation on
Dine di tartuk toktu dine kangsa gogimindoreva, dine taktsin la sokpa gogimindoreva. Yine yang dine kangsa rere, dine kibu rere, dine rangi lam top gogidoreva, di kangasre. Dine kapchik, dine kangsa yoreva, dine mirere, dine rangi lam top gogidoreva, dine kapso dine kangsak ang dak dang java yore, yine yang toktu dine daktsin mepa gogidoreva, kangsak meja gogidoreva, di kandesre.
Todu kandesewa.
Dine bene dine tartuk, dine dendam toktu reva, dine daktsin yomareva, dine kangsak dang java le depa gogidoreva. Yine yang künsopto dine mirere kakarere va, dine kangsak rere, dine rangrang ki lam dine nye gogidore va. Di dang java kap, dangbo dine lam nye du, dine kangsak ang dak dang java yorere va. Yine yang dine döndam dine tartuk toktu, dine daktsin meba gogidore, dine kangsak meba gogidore.
Kunzop ji da de da mebar to gogre takpa da kunzop ji da mebar to te kunzop ji da te mebar to yon de tene takpa da ngon de che pare takpa da re kunzop ji da yo mare takpa da yo re
takpa da sen
takpa da yang takpa da
o ya
marek pala tenda je tumog la tenda Marikpa, Rabha. Dhandan je Marikpa tang, Kunzop je Marikpa ni kya katoa, teta jikpa yore. Kunzop je da yo mare, ton tambar takpa da yore.
I don't think it's a good answer now, but... So the relative self, the relative ego, is not existing. However, the ultimate, the real self exists. Yang dakpa da.
Yang dakpa da. Dambe da.
Dambe da.
Da da dami tuba ta nyevari kheva dambe da se. Da ke namdo ta da mebe namdo lendebe semje ne lo wesar te tene dambe da re.
Yeah, well, this is the holy or the, well, the ultimate self or whatever, which is beyond a self and non-self.
Tambe da te, da da dami jitrupa nyevari kheve, tambe da te, danzen jitrupa, trupa tamche sedu te sangyevari. Rava? Da da dami, da 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 mebe trupa kheva tambe da rava. Tambe da te trupa tamche sebe kapsu te sangyevari. Rava?
So,
tambe da te chukuta tene sangyedu chukuta chikpare.
So this ultimate or self or this holy self or whatever you call it is you could relate it to the Dharmakaya, and this is beyond a self and a non-self.
Nare, tuenda andor dona semje neelo, semje neelo voesarte, semje neelo voesarte ngundo chorte. Trupa tamche se yundu tene sangye pare.
So
te kunzob jida yo mare. Kunzob trupa mebe se na kunzob jida yo mare. Tampa dang undu chup.
So reaching the ultimate stage of clear light nature, when all the defilements or delusions are extinguished, one is then like reaching Buddhahood, and there are no relative selves. Whatsoever. And this is the nature of mind, clarity and emptiness inseparable. So if you give the ultimate on the nature of mind, the clarity and emptiness inseparable, a name like Da or Holy Self or Ultimate Self, it doesn't matter really because it's only an imputation by a thought.
Sangyepa po mepa da, sangyepa po da mepa dogre sampe, namto somo kapso, tende namto yungore te sona, o ta, tene da ta dami jitrupa kheva, semche ne lok satong yemi, te da is. Tene la dag ming.
Tene sangyepa mepa tal. Tene sangyepa mepa tal.
Tene semche la ming ta, semche la tenpa ra ya. Rava, sangyepa kapso da che na mepa, da che ne me ban ro ando sam ben jikta che wala tene sem che dekhi ning bola da tam ba da ge ming te mare kon so ming me ba ta nam do me ba cha ne de ge mare ba te dekhi ning bola da ge nam do che che
sem chen gi don do
re re sem chen gi don do
yeah like since beginningless times sir since beginningless times one has this notion of a self one has this clinging to an ego So when one is purified and one has realized egolessness, then suddenly there is this void. Then this makes a big change because since beginningless time one has clung to an ego, and suddenly when having realized the ultimate or Buddhahood, then suddenly there is nothing. So there is this name imputed there, this concept.
Then I will hear it. Dada dami to bata never have a tambada. Yeah, tanga to come to the gem.
So we will meditate a little.
Kyeyang ma gomba de yagyo. Gom yagyo.
So, while meditating, one has to meditate. And and if one is not meditating at all, or what is Jiyang Ma Gomba?
Jiyang Ma Gomba de Yahuri.
Not to meditate.
Jiyang Ma Gomba de Gom Yahuri.
And then Jiyang de
Kanyang Ma Gomba.
Oh, yeah. And not to meditate on anything is the best at all.
Yeah, not to meditate at all.
I couldn't believe it's that. Not to meditate at all is the best.
Really?
Yeah.